Hello, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that is both fascinating and incredibly relevant in the world of storytelling: crafting compelling narratives about forgotten women. Now, this is a subject that's close to my heart, because over the years, I've discovered just how intricate and rewarding this process can be. It's much like navigating a labyrinth, where every turn might lead you to a treasure of untold stories, or times, to a frustrating dead end. But that's the beauty of it, isn't it? It's all about finding the right path, the right approach, to bring these forgotten narratives back into the light. So, let's talk about the different methods you can use to resurrect these stories. In my experience, there are three main approaches to consider. We have historical research tools, digital storytelling platforms, and creative writing workshops. Each of these has its own unique strengths and, of course, some challenges. The key is understanding which one aligns best with your goals and the impact you're hoping to achieve. First, let's look at accessibility. Digital storytelling platforms like StoryMap.js are absolutely fantastic here. They're user-friendly and accessible to just about anyone who wants to share a story. They democratize the process, which is amazing because it means more people can participate in narrative creation. On the flip side, historical research tools require a bit more knowledge and a knack for navigating complex archives. They're not as accessible to the general public, but they do offer something invaluable: depth. This brings me to the depth of content. Historical research tools excel in this area. After spending months immersed in resources like JSTOR and Project Muse, I can tell you that they provide an incredible depth of information, especially when you're uncovering the hidden lives of forgotten women. It's a treasure trove for those willing to dig deep. Now, when it comes to engagement, creative writing workshops are where the magic happens. There's something truly special about seeing participants connect emotionally with historical figures. I've seen it firsthand in my workshops. Abstract facts transform into vivid, relatable experiences. It's a powerful way to foster a personal connection to history. Then there's scalability, where digital platforms take the crown. With their ease of sharing and the ability to reach global audiences, platforms like Medium allow stories to spread far and wide. This is particularly exciting as we see a rise in digital humanities projects engaging wider audiences with historical research. It's a trend that's only growing. But let's not forget accuracy, a vital component. Historical research tools are unmatched here. If you're keen on ensuring factual accuracy and meticulously uncovering biases in women's historical contributions, these tools are indispensable. So, when should you use each tool? Well, historical research tools are ideal for academic settings or detailed documentaries where accuracy and depth are paramount. Picture a PhD candidate piecing together the life of a forgotten suffragette. These tools are essential for such work. Digital storytelling platforms, on the other hand, are perfect for journalists or bloggers who want to reach a broad audience quickly. Imagine an interactive online exhibit breathing life into a local unsung hero. It's a compelling way to engage the community. Creative writing workshops, they're best for educational programs or community projects that aim to spark a deep, personal connection. They encourage empathy and offer a human understanding of the past that's hard to replicate. Now, let's be honest about the pros and cons. Historical research tools give you depth and accuracy, but they can be time-consuming and require specialized knowledge. Digital storytelling platforms are accessible and scalable, though they might sometimes sacrifice depth for engagement. Creative writing workshops offer engagement and personal connection, but typically have a more limited reach. So, how do you decide which path to take? If you're an academic or seasoned historian, historical research tools should be your go-to for their depth and accuracy. For journalists or content creators, digital storytelling platforms offer the balance of reach and engagement you need. And if your goal is community engagement and personal connection, creative writing workshops are the way to go. Ultimately, there's no one-size-fits-all solution here. The best approach depends on your specific goals, the resources at your disposal, and your target audience. Exploring innovative methodologies can also provide additional pathways for those interested in new methods. Digital platforms give you reach and accessibility, which is fantastic. But when accuracy is key, nothing beats the meticulous depth of traditional research. Meanwhile, creative writing offers a personal touch that's hard to find elsewhere. In conclusion, understanding the strengths and trade-offs of each method empowers you to craft narratives that not only resurrect the stories of forgotten women, but also resonate deeply with a broad, engaged audience. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope this inspires you to dive into the fascinating world of storytelling. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep bringing those forgotten stories to life.